In today's Crypto Corner, we are heading out to LA. We've got the story of one artist who recently sold his NFT artwork for $38,000. It's now valued at over $100,000. Not bad for someone who used to help his immigrant parents sell flowers on the streets of LA to make a living. Let's bring in the artist himself, Jesus Martinez, the decentralized artist, I should say, joining us from LA. We've also got Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero. This is a great story, Jesus, and I think it really speaks to just how low the barriers are for entry. And that's kind of been really the push for NFTs, right? Talk to me about where you got the idea and how this all played out.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, thank you for having me on the show. So it just happened, you know, one of my good friends, David Carey, he used to be the chairman of Hearst Magazines. In the beginning of the year, I told him, like, I wanted to dive into the NFT space. And, you know, he was very kind enough to introduce me to his great friend. And, you know, what they're doing a lot of stuff in the NFT space. Keith Grossman from Time Magazine. And, you know, I'm not sure if you heard, like, Time Magazine is doing such a great thing in building a community, going into Web3, and just, like, being genuine with their new audience and new, you know, a new endeavor, diving into crypto. And, you know, from there, he just introduced me to a lot of top collectors, a lot of top artists, and just took me under his wing. And, you know, just I just told my story. You know, my family used to sell flowers to make a living. And I feel art and life is all about just storytelling and, you know, sharing those stories with one another. And that's what makes us humans, the ability to, you know, share those emotions and share those memories with one another.
Yeah, and Jesus, it's Danny. Can you talk to us a little bit about the significance behind your first piece, Genesis, and what your royalty fee is now from now on?
Yeah, so it's standard and throughout the blockchain is 10%. And, you know, the significance of Genesis, I chose that name because, you know, it's the beginning. Genesis, you know, throughout history as references to as a new beginning or something, a new beginning of, like, you know, I've always aspired to become a philanthropist. And I feel like with crypto, like you guys stated, you know, it's no barriers are no longer there. And, you know, like, I want to, all the crypto I'm collecting through my artwork is so I can do, you know, social initiatives, whether it's, you know, doing a nonprofit, you know, doing my own foundation, you know, just making the world a better place. And, you know, that's what I aspire to do with all the crypto and as an NFT artist. That's, you know, that's the story I continue to tell to other collectors and people in the space.
Yeah, and can you talk to us a little bit about making the art? I find that very interesting. And how, can you talk to us a little bit, like, step-by-step that process and how you're able to do that?
Yes, so I use various programs. It can be Photoshop, it can be Procreate, which is a pretty common one you hear now. I use Sketchbook Pro. So I basically just, like, you know, just get inspiration from what I see daily in my everyday life. You know, people, we all have emotions. We all have, like, different situations we're going through in life. But what makes us human is, like, you know, it doesn't matter what we're going through. But at the end of the day, like, we all feel sorrow, happiness, and love. And, you know, that's what I'm just trying to distinguish in my pieces when I make, you know, those get common traits that we feel as humans. And, you know, and just share with one another those emotions. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a piece can take from a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So it really depends, you know, the emotion I'm trying to express throughout the piece. And that's what I could say with my creative process.
Yeah. Hey, Jesus, what's it like, though, seeing your artwork sell for so much, going from, you know, I guess, I don't know if you had sold anything before the NFTs that you put out there. But I mean, what's that feel like to know, oh, wait, there's actually a higher premium here for what I'm putting out than maybe I thought?
You know, it feels like surreal, but at the same time, like, I think there's still, like, a bigger mission or bigger thing to accomplish is, you know, get to that state where I can give back then more than I receive. And I feel like, you know, everything I do is for my parents and, you know, just trying to help other people. And I got an upcoming drop on New Year's Day with the Mad Pups. And there's a lot of artists that are going to be on that, dropped on Nifty Gateway on New Year's Day. But it's pretty surreal, the feeling, you know, growing up in poverty, you know, living day by day, not knowing whether the next day you're going to have enough money for food, or whether, you know, you're going to basically be homeless. So it's a pretty good feeling now to have financial freedom. But at the same time, you know, I'm saying, I have my eyes, like, on the long-term perspective and, you know, building for long-term into space.
Yeah, and Jesus, I think your story really sort of represents why so many people are bullish on this space. You know, those who say that, look, you can just be an artist, sort of putting out your artwork out there without the big names behind you. What do you see as the potential for artists like yourselves when you talk about NFTs and where you think it's going to move forward?
I think moving forward, it's gonna stay here just because, you know, there's so many people entering the space. There's so many stories being shared. Web3, what we call Web3, is all about community, genuineness, ownership. And I think we're in a transition now. The pandemic accelerated our growth towards like these NFTs, cryptos, like all these terms you're hearing, cold wallet, hot wallet. And I think, you know, a crypto is open to everybody. It gives everyone an equal chance to do something great. And I think that's what makes this new internet beautiful. Like it doesn't matter where you come from, the skin color, or regardless like of your situation, everyone has an equal opportunity to do great and create value in the blockchain.
Jesus Martinez, decentralized artist joining us from LA. I appreciate your time today. And our thanks to Danny Romero as well for joining in on the conversation.